morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Manuel Iglesias.
Sir, welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Committee, and I believe that the Honorable Mr. David Neal will be conducting your hearing, so just hold on for one moment as we get our paperwork together, sir.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and your agency number for the record, please?
Manuel E. Lima, ADC 4758.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee this morning in regards to a parole hearing. Let me introduce the board members that are going to conduct your hearing today. To my left is the Honorable Louis Canales. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. My right Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright is our board chairman. To his right Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, and to her right is Honorable Michael Johnson.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. I'm going to go with some information here, and as I go through it, I'll just check back to you and see if it sounds pretty much correct in your thinking, and then after we've done some of it, I'm going to give you an opportunity to kind of tell us what's going on. So if you hear me, if I say something that sounds very incorrect to you, let me know when I say it. Otherwise, we'll move through this fairly quick, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so Mr. Lailas is 63 years old and is serving a life sentence for first-degree murder. It began on November 6, 1979, with the date of the offense. He was also sentenced to a 10-year term for armed robbery, which has since expired. Mr. Lewis became parole eligible on November 5, 2004, and was certified for this hearing, which is for regular parole, home arrest, or after discharge on March 7, 2018. It should be noted that Mr. Lewis was scheduled for a hearing on April 28, 2015, but due to an unknown problem with AIMS, he had not been certified again until this hearing. So does that sound correct so far, sir?
Well, I'm going to ask him about the Tennessee Board.
Pardon me? Yeah, that was the last time in April of 2015. And
yeah, that was in Washington. On April of 2015, I went to
Washington
to face the
Tennessee Board. Right. Okay. Yeah. That was the last time. And there was a problem with AIMS, and that's why you haven't been certified to see us again until now.
No, sir.
Okay. All right. So, we have very little programming, and nothing since 2009. You have no discipline in the last 5 years, and very little since your incarceration. Why haven't you got no programming, sir?
Well, I did all mine back in the 70s, 1978, for that. There's no on the classification office. I took Vice President Dean's just in Central Arizona College, Phoenix College, Eagle College. I went to Apache Junction College. I went to Northern Arizona, also Northern Academy University that you Dean's in. And I was certified illiterate, completed by the courts.
Alright, so we don't have, in our packet, we don't have any record of any of your programming outside of Department of Corrections. So if you got classes and stuff with community college, it's always best to get your certificates or transcripts or something and have them build the dirt in there.
Yeah. We'll have any certification office they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
U.S. territory, education test, GED test, I passed it too. Inside such unit.
Okay. So it looks like your release plan is pretty good with a, you have a desired residence. I'm sure that unless there's someone for 15,000, that one could be certified by DOC if you were to receive a release. And you have a trust that you cover your expenses, so employment can be a problem.
I have a nice day lawsuit, the one over the no contest plea. That was, I won that lawsuit, they had 225,000 $85,000 in the lawsuit, but I got to go pick it up in Washington D.C. when I get out.
Okay. All right, so your criminal record is current at 15 or 16 years of age, and this is according to what you told the pre-sentencing officer, because they didn't find any actual record of your juvenile past, but you said that you were arrested for drug running, but you were never charged, and you were just taken home and pretty much put on the report, so we don't have a record of it. As an adult, your record started when you were 19, including burglary, grand theft, escape, AWOL from the military, carry to a weapon, aggravated assault, and much more. Now, there were no letters of family or community support in your packet. However, there is a letter of opposition from Maricopa County Attorney's Office, which was dated April 30th, 2018. All right, so at that, do you have any, in your lease plan, you're showing a relative, but do you have any family other than that here?
No, yeah, I got a little bit of it. For 38 years I've been in prison, I have a good night and visit every month. We got to get a food package, I eat my food inside the visitation, everything, we're going to business, everything else. For 38 years I have a business, you know what I mean? But my job, when I get out, I can go off my interest, I got bank accounts, and then I got to go all the way to Washington, D.C. to the Church of North, to get by the book from Church of North, right there, back in the 70s.
Okay.
But I'm also a diesel engineer. Active
on this. All right. So, we don't have any support in the lobby or letters or anything. Okay, so I'm going to go over, the offense that led me to be incarcerated. And in November, the night of November 6th to November 7th, 1979, you met some friends and started drinking with them and taking pills. Your co-defendant, is the one that told the police about the offense, claimed that he was passed out in his own car while it was at your house. And when he woke up, you were in the driver's seat, and the victim was in the passenger seat, naked, and apparently passed out, and you were in some remote area at that time. But you got out of the car, went down and drove the victim out of the car, raped her, and beat her on the head with large stone, ugly cylinder, and you rolled her body off out into the desert and left her. Your co-defendant went to the police a short time later, told them of the offense, and helped them find the victim's body. You were eventually arrested by morning near the area, where Bonnie was found, running across the street. And he stopped at the river and charged with first degree murder, kidnapping, armed robbery, and sexual assault. You maintain that you were so influenced by alcohol and drugs that you, at least at that time, did not remember being involved in the offense. You accepted a plea agreement for first degree murder and armed robbery, which had the kidnapping and sexual assault charges being dismissed, as well as the dismissal of charges in another cause that were currently pending when this offense occurred. And your co-defendant, all the charges were dismissed at the request of the county attorney for that person. So, Mr. Leyva, does that sound fairly accurate on what happened?
Yes, I plead, no contest.
Okay, you plead no contest?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Under the plea agreement, however you plead, okay, you were sentenced to a pretty hefty term. So, do you still say that you don't remember being involved in that?
No, sir, I don't say nothing. Yeah. My plea no contest means my lawyer in this situation has been there for you to plead no contest, and then you can follow up on it later on. You know?
Okay. Because apparently there were items found in your home that tied you directly to the homicide.
Yeah.
And so that's probably why he said don't go to trial. So, sir, tell us about what was going on in your life back then and what might have led up to this horrific murder.
Under the rule of regulation of maintaining a lawsuit against the no contest, I can't turn to anything because I pay no contest to the charges. But like I stated on that decision that was ordered by the United States of Court, this court, not to review myself on that issue. If I want to get that currency that's in Washington, D.C.
So you can't tell us what was going on in your life around the time that happened?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and yes, sir, you can't?
No, sir, I can't.
Okay. So, then can you explain to us how you changed since that time in your life that would make you a good candidate to be reintegrated into society?
For the last 38 years, I've been working as an employee in a permanent perimeter, gun crew, maintenance man. I worked as a maintenance, I worked as a groundskeeper and all that. And I have not received any disciplinary honors because of female compensation. That's about it.
Okay, but you've been working and you haven't gotten in trouble, but how have you changed since you were such a violent young person? How have you changed to convince the board that you're ready to go back out into society and not going to be a danger to society?
Well, that one never happened because I gotta go all the way to my I'll begin the U.S. trash. I got the line when I get out again. U.S. Department trash company for a kid out here. When I get out, you know what I mean? I want to get this also from me.
Okay. I want to see if my fellow board members might have any questions for you at this time.
Yes, sir.
Any questions from my fellow board members? Okay, sir. Well, sir. Yes, Ms. Miller.
Thank you. Mr. Leyva, have you taken any sex offender treatment programming at all? There's no evidence of it in your file, but have you taken any?
I think security here. I took about maybe 4 or 5 classes in the past, but you know, they got to give to you later on.
Well, but there's a sex offender treatment program that takes about a year to complete. So you haven't completed that.
I think that class was called Management Training, something like that.
Okay, that's a different one than the one I'm talking about then. Okay, so then you haven't taken it. So thank you, Mr. Mann.
Okay.
Okay, sir, Yeah, just as a clarification, we have a record, we have only shown two classes in the last one, both of them actually on 2009. Okay, sir, we are nearing the end of your hearing. We'd like you to have an opportunity to give us a final statement if you would so to choose. And then once you've done that, we'll go to the board of discussion to make a determination about this today. So would you like to give a final statement, sir? We just ask that you go repeat yourself.
Well, I'll ask you a question. When it comes to 2024, my family had to go to drop off my jersey, hearing clothes to the, I think it was the Land-Based Saints Mall, and then my jersey clothes used to take the stuff down. What about all that stuff I got that was brought to them at that time? So 1 through 25 hearings.
Okay. Well, sir, the board had just deals with, you know, your incarceration for these charges, the sentences involved here, anything outside of that, we have no control over. If there was an appeal court or something like that, then they would call for your release, you would have been released, and, but everything we show here is pretty much your sentence was upheld, if it was even appealed. Well, sir, we're going to go into discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a determination. We just ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the whole discussion and our decision, and then when I'm done, I'll get back to you. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. We're now in discussion. Well, this is an unusual situation, but you know, based on the totality of the offense and the information that was presented about evidence and everything by the police and in the court, with you know, lack of programming, in these plans, it is not as good as I thought, because he said yes for all the lawsuits and to sell that and send the argument. We were to release him, he couldn't leave the state without permission and some things like that. But what does bother me is that we can't get any information out of him about the crime, nor whether he's not saying one word about any divorce or anything like that. And you know, so based on everything I'm not inclined to be in favor of any type of release or actually discharge. I'm going to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. Ladies first, Ms. Reed-Mass.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. I just have two points to raise, and one of them is I'm concerned that Mr. Labus has had no sex offender treatment programming at all for a very violent sexual offense. And also just wanted to get, and I apologize if you already did this, get on the record that we have a letter of opposition from their Maricopa County attorney dated April 30th, 2018, that opposes any sort of release. And those would be, that'd be my input.
Thank you. Mr. Tomlin.
Also just a short follow-up, because I think most has been covered by my colleagues, but that we, with respect to release plans, taking that into consideration, we don't really have any proof of this lawsuit he's talking about. And I only say that because I think that if he's talking about how he's going to live on the outside, if that's a consideration in the future, I take what he says in good faith, but we have no proof of it. So thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I agree with that. There's no letter of indication from his mother either that she would be willing to house him. If there's no other discussion or questions, I am going to move to deny Mr. Lourdes late parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest at this time. And there can't be a 6-month setup. And that would be my motion, and I'll go over the reasons after we conclude our vote.
I'll second.
Great.
Agreed.
Agreed.
So I made the motion. He's written on Saturday. Mr. Canoes, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Wright. The reasons, it was a serious violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deep offense, trauma to the victim, very serious problem leading up to. I'd say based on everything involved, the victim harassment prior to the homicide portion, his history of assaulting behavior prior to criminal discipline. That any of that is in place. And no obvious family or community support. And anything else anybody would like to add to that? No. Okay. Mr. Landis, the board has voted unanimously to deny you rubber parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge at this time. Did you hear the reasons I stated, or would you like me to state them again?
No, I heard.
Okay, thank you, sir. We do recommend that you try to get some sex offender programming, and if you had programming out in the community college and stuff, you'd get certificates, transcripts, whatever. You have to document it yourself, but you can add that to your parole packet the next time you appear. So you will be certified by the Department of Corrections within approximately 6 months. So unless you have any questions, this will conclude your hearing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Put the CO3 back in the phone, please.